Big week in Washington with funding and keeping the budget, the debt ceiling, infrastructure, reconciliation. Now, it may all sound like inside baseball, but it is very big stuff. And we're joined by a newsmaker right out of the gate, and she is U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan, who is right in the middle of it all in Washington. Good morning, Senator. Thanks for joining us, GMI Studios. How are you?
I'm well, Jack. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. A lot of moving pieces here in Washington, including last evening, trying to get, you know, move forward here on an infrastructure bill vote. Speaker Pelosi saying she wanted to do that by Thursday, trying to get some agreement ahead of time on a reconciliation package. Where is all this at?
Well, so you've described where it's at pretty well. Big picture here is we know that in order to really move forward and make our economy grow and be the robust, innovative economy we want, we have to do a couple of things. One is the infrastructure package needs to get over the finish line. When I talk to folks in New Hampshire, when I've been back and visited a variety of projects from clean water systems to coastal resiliency work to Salem Depot intersection, it's really, really clear how important the infrastructure bill is, along with high-speed internet, right? We need to get that affordable high-speed internet to every home in New Hampshire. Those are the types of things that the infrastructure bill addresses, along with clean energy grid, for instance. But we also know that to get everybody back to work, we need to make sure that we are investing in things like child care and home and community-based care services. We need to make sure workers can get trained. And then the other thing that this reconciliation package, this budget package, looks at is how do we lower the cost for working families in New Hampshire, like lowering the cost of prescription drugs, lowering the cost of child care. So those are all covered in these two big packages. There's a lot of specifics to work out, which is why you hear so much back and forth. But at the end of the day, this is about giving Granite State families the tools they need to work hard, get ahead, and stay ahead. I'm hopeful that we will get through all of these packages and move forward on them, along with obviously making sure that we have a continuation of our budget so that the government continues to operate.
Listening to Senator Maggie Hassan on Good Morning New Hampshire to begin our program on this Tuesday morning. Senator, do you expect an infrastructure bill vote by Thursday? And do you think, would you be supportive of a smaller reconciliation or budget piece, less than $3.5 trillion? Maybe some, we had a person on yesterday with the Independent Business Association, NFIB in New Hampshire, saying that small business owners here in New Hampshire, they're worried about tax hits that might be on some small businesses if the $3.5 trillion. Would you support something smaller?
Yes, I support something smaller, but I also really want to be clear that we are focused in, when we look at the ways we would pay for this budget reconciliation, we're focusing on making sure that we don't see tax hikes for small businesses. We want to make sure that we continue, first of all, tax cuts for our families. That would be making permanent or extending the child tax credit that was part of the American Rescue Plan. That's money in families' pockets right now. It's a refundable tax credit. And that's a really important piece for small businesses. I'm focused on making sure that we increase the R&D tax credit and make it more available for small businesses and startups in particular. When we look at pay-fors in this reconciliation package, we're looking at ways that corporations have avoided paying their fair share by the use of corporate loopholes and making sure that the very wealthiest pay their fair share as well. We're also looking at making sure that Medicare can negotiate prescription drug prices, which the estimates are that would save the federal government about $600 billion.
I never understood why that hasn't been the case.
Yeah, I mean, it's so
logical.
It's absurd, and you know, the VA does it, and we need to do it. And so those are the kinds of things we are pushing for in this package. But we want to make sure that working families and families earning less than $400,000 in small businesses don't see tax increases. That's something that the president has been very clear about, and those are the things we're keeping our eye on in this budget package.
Senator Hassan, talking about the border, the Southwest border, been on the news a lot the last few weeks, in particular with the situation, the number of Haitian migrants on the border. And you sit on Homeland Security, so I guess my general question is, how do you assess the security at the border? And the next question is, you've been always pro-law enforcement as governor and on the program, especially in New Hampshire, the men and women and the first responders. And Border Patrol have a very difficult job. And I was a little disappointed that the president and Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, I think misrepresented those images of the Border Patrol on horseback. Do you think the White House owes Border Patrol an apology for that?
Well, I certainly agree with you that Border Patrol has an extraordinarily difficult job. We need secure borders. We are a country of laws, and we need to be able to enforce our laws. The administration needs to continue this message that our border is not open to undocumented immigrants, and we obviously need to work with other countries on the root causes of these waves of undocumented immigrants that we're seeing. We want them to know that we don't have open borders and that it's a very dangerous journey. We also need to give the support to Border Patrol that they need to do their job, and we need to increase the capacity for processing undocumented immigrants so that we don't have these migrant camps. I understand why those images were upsetting to people, but I'd like to have a much fuller picture, if you will, before condemning any law enforcement.
Senator, before I let you go, and I appreciate the time this morning, it'll be an interesting week on how this all plays out with infrastructure and the budget. Let me switch gears closer to home. Last Wednesday, Senator Hassan, Governor Sununu called into the show last minute in this time slot to begin the show and was very critical of you and Senator Shaheen, Representative Custer, and Pappas for having that Zoom meeting criticizing the Executive Council and that Planned Parenthood defunding vote. And the governor came on and said that it was you and your colleagues were deflecting the real problems in Washington, the, for example, inflation, crisis at the border, that you all need to go. And he said he's a pro-choice position. My question to you is, do you believe the governor is pro-choice?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I thought his comments were pretty over the top, and a number of things he said about me were outright false. But look, I also understand that he is very defensive about his poor record on women's health. I'm always going to speak out to defend a woman's right to make her own health care decisions. It's critical to a woman's capacity to participate in our democracy and in our economy. It's about a woman's liberty. What I am hearing from Granite Staters is that they are rightfully alarmed by the governor's decision to sign an abortion ban and mandatory ultrasounds into law, and that the entire New Hampshire Republican Party, led by the governor with his decision to sign that abortion ban into law, and then with the Executive Council voting the way it did to defund Planned Parenthood, is really making clear that they are moving to restrict women's access to reproductive care and services. And, you know, I understand that the governor doesn't like being criticized, and he's defensive here. But at the end of the day, he campaigned for these executive counselors, knowing what their position on Planned Parenthood and reproductive rights was. And, you know, I'm going to continue to speak out and make sure that we work to get back to the time when there was a bipartisan history in New Hampshire of supporting women's individual rights.
Later that day, Senator, the governor, as we broke last Wednesday morning, went flew to California to be the keynote of the California Republican annual convention. And it seems like he's gearing up for a run for the U.S. Senate after criticizing you and the delegation flying out to California. Do you expect he may be a someone you may face in that general election or not?
You know, that's his decision, right? And I don't know what the decision he will make is going to be, but that doesn't change the work I do. What I'm focused on is making sure, as Granite Staters talk to me about their hopes for their future, I want to make sure that I'm addressing the priorities that will allow them to turn those hopes into a reality, right? So everything from making sure that they can access workforce training and close the skills gap. Women who talk to me about wanting to be able to go back into the workforce, but they can't find affordable quality child care, or they've got a loved one at home with a disability who is aging, and they can't get home and community-based services. Those are all the kinds of things that we're focused on, along with making sure we address climate change so that our coastal communities are safe, our economy can continue to flourish. We can continue to have strong and vital trade and tourism. Those are all the things that businesses and individuals talk to me about every day. That's what I'll stay focused on. And, you know, I'm just honored to be able to do this job.
Senator Hassan, thanks for joining us this morning. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. Interesting week with the budget. We'll stay tuned. Thank you, Senator.
Thanks. Take care, Jack.